do what you want to do.
Ron, Ron.
Uh-huh.
Mark Snyder. Peanut Peak in Boston.
That was not was the Isley Brothers. That was me.
Just in case you thought it was
the Isley Brothers. Oops.
Nope. It was me. Yeah, how are you? How you doing?
How you doing? I'm good.
You doing well?
I'm doing well.
You are certainly in good voice. I love the new CD.
Thank you very much.
Well, of course, I like the other ones, too. I mean, you've been on a roll. The Isley Brothers are on the move, you know, with Body Kiss. They're great.
And great.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are moving. It's amazing. After all those years, back on the charts, and like you never left, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. How did this all come about with the Burt Bacharach thing? Here I am. This is great stuff. Your voice has never sounded better.
Thank you. We started out saying that we're going to make a classic record, and we're going to pick some tunes like McCartney and Sinatra, Bacharach, and I picked the two songs of Burt, then someone scheduled a meeting at his house for the both of us to sit down and talk about the album.
Mm-hmm.
And from that meeting, we decided on 5 to 7 songs. And after the first 5, we just knew he had to do the whole album together.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I understand that, you know, they had you in the legendary studio where Sinatra was, and you had a 40-piece orchestra. And I understand after you were done, they pretty much just got up and applauded for you.
Oh yeah, that was like
wow,
magic.
Yeah, it's amazing, huh? Now, how come your brother didn't join you for that?
Well, basically, I was in the songs, you know. We have different projects that we had set up to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he's got a guitar project that he's going to do, and this project was just set up for me to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing stuff. I mean, I just found out about a story that when you originally met Burt, it wasn't really a pleasant circumstance. Tell the folks out there at pmpnetwork.com about when you guys were recording Bacharach's Make It Easy on Yourself and he walked in.
Yeah, we were supposed to do his song, and it was Make It Easy on Yourself, and it was going to be the A side of the single record, and the B side was to be Twist and Shout. So we worked on it, and the guy at the record company had changed some of the words from Make It Easy on Yourself to Are You Lonely by Yourself. So when Bert doesn't remember this that well. Bert came in, and they were discussing. They said, hey, no, we can't do this song like that. His words can't be changed, this, that, and the other. And so we had 20 minutes left in the studio, so we took that 20 minutes to do Twist and Shout.
And I understand that you just finished right when time ran out.
That's right. And
Dionne Warwick did Make It Easy on Yourself and had a huge hit on it. And
she
Twist and Shout.
She demoed the record, and this was before she was signed with any record company. She had did the demo for Bert.
Huh.
You know.
But she ended up having a hit, and then of course Twist and Shout was huge.
That's right.
For you guys.
And you know, after Twist and Shout, we started going that direction a little bit, you know, It's So Hard of Mine and all that type of thing.
Yeah.
But we finally got back to 41 years later.
Mm.
You know, I'm doing Make It Easy on Yourself, and it's one of the best records in that you know, out of the 13.
But it is amazing, though, if you look at it. You know, I remember, you know, It's Your Thing, as I was singing when we started talking before. I love that song. But I mean, I love the Isley Brothers and all the music they did in the 60s. But here you are in the 2000s, and you had 2 million selling albums in a row with performances by hip-hop stars, and you've metamorphosized into this current, you know, hip-hop band. And
yeah.
Now... solely, you go back and sing songs that were big in the 60s with a rhythm and a sound that actually sounds like the 30s and 40s.
That's right.
It's amazing.
That is amazing. You know, I never did think of it like that, but now you're absolutely right.
You're traversing the decades.
That's right, and that's what's needed right now, you know, in radio.
I kind of agree with you. Unfortunately, I'm not sure how many, you know, stations will even play stuff because they're so programmed into boop, 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 you know, but I'm hoping to see this thing really take off. I really like this stuff. I mean, I was just mentioning to Bert that you know, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head is just complete departure from the B.J. Thomas thing. It's completely different.
Yeah.
You have made it your own.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, was it scary taking these songs that you know so well, like an Alfie that you know Dionne Warwick did, and taking it and making it a rock song?
No, not at all. Basically, it's done with Hello, It's Me, and Summer Breeze, and some of the early stuff that we did, you know. Mm-hmm. We always try to, you know, make it our own, you know.
Yeah.
I'm singing it the way, you know, I'm singing it basically the way that it comes out of me.
Yeah. When did you start in music? When was your first foray, and how did you get into it?
Well, my mother and father was like teachers of music, you know, and so they started us as a group so early. But the first hit record we had, and leaving Cincinnati, coming to New York, was in 59. So that would be 44 years ago.
Wow. And you guys all traveled together. What was it like to be a family on the road together? Was there a lot of stress and arguments?
Oh, no. We were raised really close together, you know. So the three brothers, Rudolph, O'Kelly, and myself, you know, we were extremely close. And we loved the business so much, and we thought we had so much to prove, and we wanted to get there like yesterday. So that kept us busy for us, you know, trying to compete with the Frankie Lymans and whoever else was out there at the time. We
right.
first got to New York.
What do you think when you see the nostalgia that's out there now? I mean, people love 60s acts, and they love the music, and if you go to right. oldies rec, you're going to hear Isley Brothers all the time.
Yeah, I love that. You know, and
that's
I love
great.
Like, you know, and when we're on our show, when I like to, like, you know, bring them from the 50s all 59 all the way up to now, you know,
right.
and to show them some of the things we done and talk to them about our meetings with Beatles and Rolling Stones, and you know, and the talks that we had, and you know, the Beatles were pretending to be the Isley Brothers in Liverpool and England, and that's what me and Paul would talk about, you know. Like, man, we were pretending to be you guys. That's how we sung. They sung Twist and Shout and Shout.
Yeah.
And they tried to do it like us, but then they just broke out, you know, and that was a huge record on them, too.
Were you guys, did you ever tour with the Beatles?
No, we didn't. We had plans too early, but then when they took off, it was like, wow, you know, I don't think anybody opened the show for them that I can remember.
Yeah. Did you tour with the Stones?
We did something with the Stones in Toronto. Took the biggest show that they ever. And we got the best write-up out of everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what is it like when you, I mean, I would assume that when some of these guys meet you, it's probably the same feeling that I would have meeting you or Paul McCartney or someone like that. I mean, are you guys ever in awe of anybody else that you meet?
Yeah, we are. You know, like in the early years, you know, it was like the Sam Cooks and all of those people became my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, most of the time when I'm talking to a lot of people, they have a lot of questions to ask about other people in the business that they know that we knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they, you know, asked about how was James Brown back here then, or what did Marvin Gaye think when he was doing that, or those kind of questions like that, Jackie Wilson.
Right.
You know, and all of those people that we hung very close to.
But I would assume some of the hip-hop guys and some of the younger guys look up to you guys knowing your music and just are like, wicked excited just meeting you.
Well, that's how I got the name Mr. Biggs and, you know, some of the younger people saying, hey, you the man from, you know, just things that we have done in our career.
Mm-hmm. What was, like, the most exciting time? Can you remember? I mean, maybe even now is, but looking back on your career, what was, like, the most exciting or maybe surprising thing that happened?
Well, one of the surprising things has to be when we started our record company and wrote the song, It's Your Thing, and for it to be the first release for Teaneck Records and for it to, like, sell 5 million, you know, like, that was... We walked around on cloud nine for I don't know how long.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you started your own company. One of the things that people tell me that have been recording many, many years is that they get screwed by their record companies and they didn't make any money. For people who are, if radio stations are playing Twist and Shout and they're playing Shout and some of these other songs, are you making money on those right now?
Yes, we are. Yes,
that's good.
We are.
So when it's in a motion picture like Animal House, you make some money from it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and plus you must be a lot of fun, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you get a kick out of it when you see when you hear your songs in a movie?
Yes, it's a great feeling.
Yeah. So this thing over here, this Bacharach thing, could open up a whole new door for you. You could be a big adult-oriented radio star.
That's what I wanted to do. I definitely want to do that because I enjoy, you know, singing with a big orchestra.
Mm.
And I enjoy singing, like the other day we were singing at some affair of Bert's, and it was just fantastic. I did a couple of songs from the album, Raindrops and Close to You.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed that like nothing else.
You know, one of the things that Bert mentioned when we talked to him is that he's a little, you know, shy about his own voice, but he sounded pretty good in the Windows of the World song.
You know he's going to be shy.
I mean, you know, it's hard to compete with a Ron Isley type of voice, but he does okay.
He did real good.
Yeah, you know. What kind of, do you write music as well?
Oh, yes, I wrote all those songs.
You wrote all the big Isley Brothers songs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still writing a lot of stuff now?
Oh, yes.
So the stuff in the last couple albums is mostly your stuff?
No, the last album was mostly R. Kelly.
Yeah.
One of the albums before that, I had a lot of my stuff in there.
R. Kelly's got some brilliant stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he got himself in some trouble, but as a songwriter and singer, he's pretty good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I like his stuff.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel I can fly, you know, just like I won't sing it. I won't. No. I sing It's Your Thing, but I'm not going to do the R. Kelly stuff.
Okay.
I'm only going to do the Ron Isley. We're talking with Ron Isley. The CD is called Here I Am. Ron Isley Sings Bert Bacharach, and you can check it out at the website isleysingsbacharach.com, and it's from dreamworksrecords.com. What are you working on right now, as I speak, besides promoting the CD?
Basically that, and we're going to start a tour, soul comedy tour with Earth, Wind, and Fire and five comedians.
Really?
We're going to do that for about 20 days, 20, 25 days.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. We've had the guys on the show here, and they have great music as well.
They sure have.
Yeah. Well, Ron, thanks so much for coming on, and we really appreciate talking to you, and love your music.
Thanks for having me.
It is your thing.
Alrighty.
Take care.
You do the same.
Bye.